Log Talk Radio.
Radio. Hope everybody's having a great night. The Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup. I think people in Vancouver are still fighting and hurting people here, but Boston Bruins fans are going absolutely crazy. First Stanley Cup in 39 years. You know, so we got hockey's over with, guys. We got baseball coming around the corner. We have football coming around. We're going to have hopefully a special guest tonight to tell us about some football. The Marlins just hired a senior citizen who's 90 years old. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it through the games or fall asleep, but Jack McKeon, he did win them the World Series, guys. But it's going to be interesting. Baseball is just kicking off now with hockey gone and the NBA is gone. So we're not going to get in the NBA much. I'm not going to, we can talk about the draft. If we get some calls, is Kyle Irving going to go first pick to Cleveland? I hear he will be. Is Truby going to be making out with a dog tomorrow? You know, that's just what life is. You there, Truby? Misha? Hello?
Sorry,
are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. Okay, cool. How are you, man? Are you excited about the Bruins? Were you partying it up like I did?
Nah, not really. I mean, I'm happy they won, but, you know, after a while, you just got to get used to peeps from Boston winning. I mean, I'm just happy they ended the three-year drought of Boston not having a championship. That was becoming very painful. So they finally brought it home, you know. They stopped the bleeding. Boston was suffering for, you know, 3 years. I mean, it has been a long time. I mean, the Celtics won the championship, what feels like ages ago. And, you know, needed to keep the championship train going. So I'm happy they brought it in. And, you know, now we got baseball and our team, the Boston Red Sox, are looking, you know, absolutely beautiful. So there's just much to enjoy right now in the city of Boston.
I mean, Boston is four championships in 7 years. My cousin lived in Boston for, I don't know, 10 or 11. I saw three championships. I mean, that's just a lifetime. You're never going to see that in Florida. You're never going to see that in San Francisco, probably. That's what Boston is. It's one of the best sports towns. It's got the best sports. It's the heartache people. I mean, we've been through so much, but the Red Sox, Bruins, the Celtics, Patriots, maybe Harvard will win the national championship in basketball. You know, who knows? But that's great. The Bruins won. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. You know, hopefully people will pay me off on their money and I'll be a little bit more richer. You know, we're not going to get much into the NBA. I'm kind of over with the NBA. I'm hearing news. I'm hearing news breaking out of Chicago. NFL is going to come to an agreement. We will have football starting by July. It's looking really, really good. So I can't wait to break down next week. I'm hoping we're going to have an agreement. We're going to four-year players, so we're going to have a lot of free agents. So we're going to do a free agent show. I'm going to have you do your research. I'm going to do my research, and we're going to get really in-depth about the NFL. Because I think NFL is what makes this world, guys. Football is where it's at. Waking up watching college football on Saturday, waking up watching the NFL on Sunday, playing fantasy football. We're going to get you into that. We're going to have a big league this year. I mean, we love baseball. Baseball is our favorite sport. It's a sport that we played. It's the pastime. But football, I think, is taking the leading vote-getters for sports. Hockey, a lot of people are not much into. Basketball, the NBA, is just kind of watered down. I'm happy Dallas won. That's great. You know, soccer, World Cup's great. But when it gets down to it, I think it's gridiron. I think it's football is the number one sport. And come college, you know, college is right there. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're gonna really get in depth with that. How about the Bruins, Tyler Seguin and Brian Marchand with their shirts off? Did that turn you on? Joking. Where were they at? Foxwoods. The guy's 19 and 21. They're having the time of their life. Good for them. Just hopefully they don't do anything stupid like Ryan Dunn and drive a car right through the garage. But, hey, you know, Ryan, rest in peace. You're a great guy. Got to think things through. You know, hopefully the Bruins players won't get too crazy and a couple of them end up getting too drunk and driving home or something like that. They're both 19 and 21. But congrats to Brian. And
yeah, I mean, what else do you expect a 19 and 21-year-old to do? I mean, they've accomplished something that many, you know, wait years upon years to accomplish. So, I mean, of course they're going to feel happy. They're celebrating their winners. I mean, the gorgeous women have probably thrown themselves at them. I mean, they're of course they're millionaires because they're a professional sport, and they just won. As I already said, so
not,
I mean,
yeah, no, they're both young guys. They're both up and coming young guys. They're not millionaires. They worked their heart off. Brian Marchand was a fourth fourth wiener. He came up to the second thing. He's a little short guy. You wouldn't expect him as a hockey player. Just no offense or anything. He looks like a little nerd, but he's a good player. He's going to probably – he's done more stuff that we all wanted to. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won a championship. He's won one. Tyler Seguin's from Canada. He's young, so they're all in the process of making money. Bergeron had an amazing series, and that's what I want to get into. Bergeron had two goals in that game. I don't know if you watched the game, but Bergeron had six goals. Tim Thomas won the MVP with 37 saves. I mean, that game was absolutely 4-0. Marchand had two. I mean, it was just great. Marchand, two goals, too. He had 11. Set the rookie record. I'm hopefully going to have a Bruins caller today, get into that. She's a Bruins writer. And did you get a Bruins shirt yet or no?
No, I'm waiting to get one. Well, I'm going to get this, the one that's the four championships. It's the City of Champions. So it's got the, you know, it's got all the latest trophies that Boston has won in the last 7 years or so.
Oh, nice. When's that shirt coming out?
It's already out. If you go to barstoolsports.com,
okay.
It's a really popular blogging site in Boston. You can find yourself a cool T-shirt there. I mean, most people in Boston are pretty familiar with that site, so they always have some cool T-shirt.
Yeah. If everybody pays me out and all the money I get, we'll see if all these people pay out. I'll buy you that shirt because I owe you $100.
That sounds good.
Tell me where it's at. But, you know, like I said, I really want to break down. We're going to get into baseball right now, guys. And then hopefully we'll have the football caller call on and we'll talk football. What do you think about Jack McKeon coming back? 85 years old. 80 years old. But, I mean, geez, I mean, he's 80 years old. Marlins have been 1-19. You know, they're benching Hanley Ramirez. I mean, there's rumors Hanley Ramirez wants out of Florida. You know what? If the Red Sox want to trade him right now, you trade him Scudero, you maybe throw in maybe Larish or throw in a minor league pitcher for Hanley Ramirez. We had Hanley Ramirez at shortstop. Wow. I think Hanley could really, you know, be one. I mean, I think Hanley just needs to change the scenery. So maybe with the Marlins falling down, we can pick him up. What do you think about that?
That'd be, you know, that's pretty realistic. Although, I mean, he's not doing too good, but, you know, I can't see the Marlins just getting rid of the face of their franchise.
It's gonna take a couple of prospects. It's gonna definitely take some players definitely to get him. You know, the Red Sox right now are 44-28. The Yankees are 42-29. The Red Sox are 1.5. Tampa's 4.5. The Yankees are playing really good right now. The Red Sox are playing tremendous. I mean, they're scoring runs like no tomorrow. They got Crawford out. They got Lowry out. They got Buchholz out. But I mean, Reddick's stepping up. Adrian Gonzalez is having a tear. Adrian Gonzalez is so good right now that they're going to put him in the outfield. They're going to give him he hasn't played the outfield in a while, and he might not be the best outfielder, but Ortiz is on fire. You've got to start Ortiz at first. They got Yuglis at third, and they want to start Gonzalez in the outfield because there's no DH. What do you think about that? Adrian Gonzalez probably playing in the outfield next week.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't play that many games. He'd probably maybe play a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, Poppy's having, you know, one of the better seasons because everybody thought that Ortiz was done, but he's having a pretty damn good year with all this backup in the lineup. So, you know, you can't have a player with a big Poppy's caliber not play for 9 whole games. So you got to make some sacrifices. And, you know, I hope Tito is smart, Terry Francona, and, you know, he puts Adrian Gonzalez and places where, you know, it's not going to be too crazy. Stadium is not too – yeah, I mean, I think that he's probably going to start him in Pittsburgh.
ACL or anything like that, you know, that would be pretty bad. They put him out in the outfield. Lose on probably the best first baseman to the air. And, you know, Red Sox lose Gonzalez, and then you question why did he put him out there. But, you know, you give him a little time out there, maybe 5-6 innings, and then, you do a double switch. You take Ortiz out. You get Ortiz bat in there for a couple of bats. I mean, the Red Sox got so much going good for them. Jacoby Ellsbury's having a career year. I love Jacoby. He's definitely one of the best players. You know, he's having a real back, you know, great year. Josh Beckett, I mean, he's sick today. That's the only reason why they probably won't win is, you know, a little hurt. But, I mean, he's having a tremendous year.
I don't know. There's a mud bug in the clubhouse or something. I mean, the last time it was Kevin Youkilis with intestinal problems. This time it's, Josh Beckett. So, something floating around in that clubhouse that's getting them all weird diarrhea, whatever they're experiencing.
They're experiencing what this song is what Vancouver's doing right now. We're going to play this song, and we're going to be right back on Soul Kitchen Radio. Vancouver fans are probably doing this nonstop and all the riots that are going on, but we'll be back right after this song. This is Soul Kitchen Radio with Brian for sports. I'm going to do a Dan Patrick story, and that's what Dan, I was watching Dan Patrick's show. Until we get some callers, I'm going to throw a little bit of my story. One day after the Bruins won, I got so excited. I was drinking tons of beer, obviously, and I decided to go downtown. I think it was that night. No, these nights are very, very slim. Oh, we lost him. Hopefully he'll call back, but I'll tell my story. I was down at going to a bar. Some girl was getting kind of crazy. She took off her shirt after the Bruins won. She let me grab her, and I started to penetrate in her. But that is what it is, guys. Start Kitchen Radio, anything goes. This is a podcast. I will bring it. I need people to come to and bring it to me. But we're going to play some songs till we get some things going. Here we go. We got, what's his name, Mr. Back. You back, mister? You hear my story? You there?
Hello?
Did you hear my story?
No, I missed a man. The phone cut off.
Oh, I think you. I think,
it again
I think,
really quickly.
I think you got too excited and you're the phone just cut out. Well, okay, after the Bruins won, I was so ecstatic. Obviously I drank a lot. Then I went downtown. I wearing my Lucci shirt, not my Lucci shirt, my Tower CD shirt, number 19, and I took from a party. Thank you, God. The Bruins won the cup. I was dancing, having a good time, this and that. This girl, I don't know where she was from, Kentucky, maybe who knows where, and who really cares, to be honest with you. She just started going crazy, started taking her shirt off, letting me feel her up. You know, then I was basically, penetrating her. I didn't hook up with her that night, but because she was with some other guy. But, you know, like I said, like Patrick said, you know, he was talking about a thing.
She was taking her shirt off and her bra?
Yeah, she got naked. She got naked. I was dancing with her. She let me touch her, and I was dancing with her. You know how you pick a girl up and you're basically like, you know, penetrating in her. She let me do that. Then I saw her at the bar the next day on Saturday, and she lied to me. She said she was from Kentucky, but she was from Florida. Hey, typical women. Women, and this is a story. You meet a girl, you like her, you fall in love, you find out next time you got her husband calling you, asking you who you are. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, seriously, women. And this goes out to all the women. Be honest. Be honest. I mean, maybe that's why guys are all going gay now. I mean, women lie like no tomorrow. Women are going lesbian. What's happening with this world, guys? I mean, you know, hey, I want to talk sports all the time, and I will. But, you know, you got to be honest with someone. I mean, I'm honest. I mean, yeah, I do crazy stuff. That's why I don't get a relationship. That's why I stay single, and I focus on my career and my radio, and don't let anything bring me down. But we're going to get back into some songs and sports.
Yeah, I get you back in sports zone, man.
I want to be in sports. Sports is my passion. I can't wait for football to come back. I'm going to be when
I know. That's what I've been waiting for. Thank God for baseball, but, man, I need football.
I know. Baseball's great, dude, but, it's not. I don't know. It's kind of boring lately. I mean, we played and we liked it, and we've seen the Sox win, and but if you're in Florida and you're watching Jack McKeon, who's 790 years old, and you just want to go to sleep, I mean, that's what I do. I sleep more than Jack McKeon. I mean, it's kind of funny, but I do.
Did you see that story that what David Tyree said about the gay marriage?
No, tell me about it. I read a little bit
about it. Well, he said that he would give up his the catch, which is what a lot of people may remember as the crazy catch that he had when he held the ball against his helmet against the to help the Giants, New York Giants, win that game against the New England Patriots in that one Super Bowl. Well, he says that that catch, he would trade it all in just to keep it, a marriage between a man and a woman. And so for gay marriage, it never happened.
You think he's really telling the truth? I mean, he really wants to give up the chance to win a Super Bowl so a man and a woman can be married. I mean, that's great. I think men and women should be married. I don't think it should be Adam and Steve. It should be Adam and Eve. And do you believe that, though, that he wants to give up a Super Bowl? Because if he doesn't make that catch, they don't win the Super Bowl.
You just never know what's going on in some people's heads.
Especially
in football.
Yeah,
they get hit in the head so many times.
You know what, David Tyree? He's talking about like he wants. You know, he wants. He would. I did read that. Wants to give up that catch, and you'll probably see him in probably a year later with a man. So you can sit here and talk about it. But a year later, you'll probably see him probably dating Dennis Rodman or something. That's just the way the world goes. We can talk gay marriage. We can talk everything. I want to talk sports. I got news for you guys. Football will be back. We will have football. We are going to have a dominating show. When football comes back, we are going to bring it. I'm going to have Misha. You're going to be doing research. We're going to have fantasy football league.
This football is just so explosive and so exciting. You know, you just can't help but care about it, you know. I love baseball too, but it's more of a gentle game for the most part.
Yeah,
but football,
baseball,
you know, that's
two
gladiators.
You know, hockey still hasn't really picked up with a lot of people. I mean, I love hockey. The Bruins won. I'm happy. I've never seen a team in my lifetime win. It doesn't get talked about that much. It was great that the Bruins won. I mean, it's big in Boston. Nobody really cares here. Football's what everybody cares about. At the end of the day, basketball's just gone downhill since the Larry Bird days. I mean, it's just not what it is. Big deal LeBron came, made it a little exciting. I'm just, you know, I was happy for Dallas. But when it really gets down to it, we got a game September 5th. We got the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins. If I'm here, I'll try to fly you guys in if the money's good. Maybe I'll have the vice, maybe I'll have VP tickets. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be playing September 5th, opening day, Monday Night Football, Miami Dolphins and New England Patriots. Definitely going to be a great iron game. And, here's my prediction, guys. If football does come back, the Dolphins might get to the Super Bowl. Hey, Boston Bruins did it. Why not Chad Henne? You know, I rip on Chad Henne all the time, and a lot of fans do. But look what Tim Thomas did. Tim Thomas was about to be traded, about to be released, about to be sent to Kuwait, and he won the MVP. He's probably going to win the hockey trophy. I can't even think about it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, the Dolphins will never win the Super Bowl as long as New England Patriots are in that division. They're still, they're still the class of that division. And the New York Jets, as much as I hate them, they're not that far behind. Especially for the fact that they might be getting Plexico Boris, so they might be getting a lot stronger and better.
Plexico Boris is probably not going to go there.
He has expressed interest in the Jets. And the Jets are known for bringing in I don't want to say troublemakers, but, I don't know what else to call those guys. So they're, they have a bit of a wild bunch. So he would probably fit in that locker room easily, and they'd probably welcome him with open arms. And he's got a lot to prove. So if the Jets do get him, he might do wonders for that team.
Yeah, I mean, Jets are definitely not far off, possibly of winning the, Super Bowl. But I mean, I think as it gets down to it, there's gonna be a lot of good teams out there. Football's gonna be interesting. Some team out of the woodworks will probably do it. Nobody thought the Packers of last year. Nobody thought the Saints. The Saints are gonna be better. I'll tell you a team now that I would be scared of: the Falcons. You got Matt Ryan. You got Turner. They picked some good defensive backs. Julius Jones, they got Gonzalez, they got Jaquez Rogers. They add some defensive pieces to the puzzle. They're going to be a team I would reckon with possibly even get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the Falcons in the past. Will Brady come back and be the player that he is? I mean, there's a lot of questions. Brady's getting old. I mean, we all will be.
What do you think of the Buckeyes guy, the Pryor?
I think Pryor will be probably out of the league pretty soon, in a year. I don't think he's that good. I don't know.
You don't think he's that good? I mean, he was pretty. I mean, he set some records for guys. And, I mean,
he might go to the Raiders or something. We're gonna call someone. You're gonna ask him what he thinks about the Bruins' victory. What did he do when the Bruins won the cup? See what he says. This guy does a lot of work. He's 72 years old. My father. But you're gonna act like you be like your Soul Kitchen Radio.
Huh?
You're on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I am?
You're on Soul Kitchen Radio. Ask him what he thought about the Bruins' victory.
What do you think of the Bruins' victory?
Misha.
Oh, you're asking me. Oh,
I'm
happy. I'm happy. It's a beautiful thing. What do you think about the victory?
I think it's wonderful. It hasn't happened in 40 years.
I know. And did you go out there? Did you dance on top of a table?
Dance on top of a car.
Yeah. You dance on top of a tower?
Ah.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I mean, if you did, that's a good thing because, Boston, although they've been winning lately, for a long time, you haven't been enjoying such a beautiful ride of victories and championships and everyone being so happy. I feel like when that city is not winning, everyone is miserable very quickly. And, you know, a nice victory puts a smile on people's faces for a long time. But you guys might agree, Boston's been a bit spoiled, so now we almost expect some kind of championship every few years. And if we don't get a championship, anything short of a championship is a failure. I mean, now they're questioning the New England Patriots about how, you know, why are they not winning when they're so good. And, you know, they don't even really even consider that they have the highest winning percentage in the last 10 years. All they see is, you know, the not wins. So what do you guys think about the pressure now on the Boston athletes that now they have to win?
It's definitely Patriots time. I mean, you know, they got the pressure on them. The Red Sox won in 2007 against the Rockies. Yeah. 2007,
yep.
When they swept the Rockies. I mean, the Red Sox will win the World Series this year easily. They'll probably play the Braves. I think they'll sweep them, or maybe the Giants. But
don't say like that. It's still a long season. Plus, the Philadelphia has three guys in the top four as far as a strikeout. So I mean, they have a pretty scary pitching rotation over there, and pitching still does win games. So. You know.
Yeah, but Philadelphia doesn't have an outfield bat. And since they lost Jason Worth, they don't have a real power bat. That's what they're missing. They're looking at possibly going out and get Josh Willingham. You know, they don't have a power bat. Yeah, they got the pitching. They got Cole Hamels. They got Lee. They got Holiday. Joe Blandon's out. They got Roy Oswalt. But, the Braves, I think the Braves will come around. Braves get Dan Uggla going. Hayward starts hitting the ball. Jason Schaefer. They may go after Hunter Pence. They can pick up Josh Willingham, and they got Surgeons, who's really, really good. They got a good closer. But we lost our caller. He hung up with that. That was the guy that was dancing on the cars when the Bruins won. Isn't that nice? This is the one that he was singing when the Bruins won the cup. Here you go. Let's see. He was dancing to this song right here.
She's hot. She's sexy.
And she kicks butt. The all-new Sarah Palin action figure with Kung Fu fingernail grip. From her handsome buckskin knife to her designer eyewear, everything on the Sarah Palin action figure is authentic, raw, and ready to take on the world.
Look, Tammy! No queer warheads at 8 o'clock!
Polyester lipstick shade, tassel or hair, and bam!
Nuclear disaster.
So that's what he was doing. He was dancing to that song every single night. He was dancing to the music. That is that's a Bruins diehard fan. 40 years, finally saw the cup. He's excited, and that's what it's about. You know, us Boston fans have been spoiled. I mean, living down here in Florida is like, what sports team do you cheer for? The Heat suck. The Dolphins are decent. The Marlins, I mean, goddamn. I mean, I might as well coach the Marlins. I mean, that should be my next job. I have a lot of talent. Maybe I should even play. And what else do you have? The hockey team. I mean, the hockey team, goddamn. You could put 12-year-olds that could do better than the Florida Panthers. You know, sports is sports. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's every day is a passion. You know, if you know sports, guys, you should start betting games. Bet games, bet games, bet games. The right people pay you out, you'll be rich. And you'll be singing this song all day. But, life is life. So, Misha.
Yep.
So, let's see. We're going to do this right here. We'll be right back.
From the South comes a taste you'll never forget. A family tradition. Smoking cock barbecue. When was the last time you got your wife smoking cock?
Hey, honey, how about smoking cock tonight?
She's been working hard. And you deserve it, too. It's a great idea. Smoking cock. Our sauce is tangy, bold, it's juicy. Try our salty sweet, or maybe a spicy Mexican. Whatever your flavor, you'll be wiping your chin all night. Smoking cock barbecue. Tuesdays, pull your own pork knife. And Wacko the Clown will be pulling pork for the kids.
Hey, kids. If you're in a hurry to get smoking cock, try our express drive-thru and get our new chicken bag to go.
That's what we call smoking cock barbecue. I know there's people who are smoking a lot of cock down in San Francisco. probably down in Florida, too. So we're going to talk. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back after these messages. Hopefully we'll have some updates on football. I have a football special guest going to be calling here sometime pretty soon. And he's going to let us know some new details about football. So hopefully we can find out what's going on. And we're going to hear a little superstar couple. Kitchen Radio Sports. Did you call the show yesterday, Truby? Misha?
What's up?
Did you call the show yesterday with Deshaun Jackson or not?
No, unfortunately I didn't. I was pretty busy. I had a long, long training day. What about you? Did you call in yesterday?
No, I had a long day myself. I had to move and trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Oh, man. Well, I hope it went well. I got to listen to
it. It went
podcast.
Really well. He was on the show, and him and he was on for 45 minutes, and it went good. So maybe we'll get to go see an Eagles game or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Are the Raiders, well, I mean, do they even – I'm pretty sure they have the schedule, right? Yeah, they have the football, the latest schedule.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are the Raiders playing the Eagles this year?
I can tell you real quick.
Yeah, take a look, man. Maybe. You can pull some strings and go to that game. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Either you might be able to be here for by that point.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back probably in August. I want to come back, but I got a buddy's wedding to go to. If I come all the way out there, and I mean, I know you have me guaranteed work out there, right? I told my dad you had a guaranteed place. I know that's not true.
Yeah,
but,
there's some gigs out here, man.
There's a lot of gigs. You're working a lot. Yeah, I'll tell you real quick. I want to come. I really do.
You got something consistently going on right now, don't you?
No. What do I have to say? Working at Promos? I mean, I do it here and there. Not. I don't do what you do. They play New England November 27th.
Oh, nice. I'm definitely gonna be out for that game. That's gonna be one game I gotta see. Mm-hmm. Although that would be pretty much my last day on earth.
And they play
that game
for 11. So maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, score some tickets.
Well, we gotta go to the both games then.
Yeah, we gotta go. We get both games. Hopefully, money will be really good then. I'm probably gonna be shooting a show soon, 2-3 weeks. But I don't really want to be here. You know, I really want to be out west. I have to get away. It's just nothing here for me. You know. I'm not going to sit here and talk about what happened on the air last night. But I need to talk to you privately anyway. After we're going to talk sports. That's what the show's about. We're going to see. We're going to call my buddy who's getting married up, and we're going to talk to him about what he thinks about the Braves. He's a Braves writer. He loves the Braves, and I'm going to say congrats on getting married, and I'm going to definitely be there. His name's Trey Wright, diehard Braves fan. Knows everything.
Hey, this is Trey. I can't get to my phone right now. If you would, please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Trey Wright wasn't there. He's so excited about the Braves playing tonight. His pants are probably down to his ankles, and he's getting married October, so... We're going to call this other guy. I know, August 13th.
He's got a chance to call it off. There's still some time.
Right? I mean, I don't think I'll ever walk down the aisle anymore, but, I mean, you know, when we go out, he's going to definitely...
Well, that's the thing, man. Us guys, you know, we just have a different shelf life. I mean, there's no limit to when a guy can get married. I mean, look at that old guy. What's his name? The one that has his own talk show on the radio. Larry King. Well, that guy's been married, I think, 8 or 9 times now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and that guy is, you know, pretty sure he's approaching his 80s. So, if that guy can keep getting married, I don't see why you can't get married.
Oh, I mean, dude, it definitely doesn't take looks. I mean, look at Hugh Hefner. I mean, come on, damn. Hugh Hefner's
not really... Yeah, he's positive. One day, maybe you should just stop by a mental institution and find your future wife.
Maybe that's where she's at. I mean, because, you know.
Yeah, it might be the spot, man.
Might have to
hit it up.
Or maybe go to jail if I'm a future wife. I mean, this might be where it's at. We're going to call
it. I don't know if you're going to find your future wife there. Someone will make you their technically their wife. But, you know.
We're going to call this guy up. We're going to ask him what he thinks about football coming back. Diehard football fan. You're on Soul Kitchen Radio Sports.
Hello.
You're on Soul Kitchen Radio Sports.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on? What's up?
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, God, football's coming back. I'm so excited. We're going to have fantasy football coming around. We had Deshaun Jackson on our show yesterday. We go back at the archives. 45 minutes, he was on our show. We were talking about nothing but rapping. I wasn't on the show yesterday, but He's a big a proponent of Soul Kitchen Radio. Maybe we'll get Jason Witten involved. I'm trying to get Jason Witten. No Tony Romo, but whoever the other Dallas Cowboy fans. So,
hey, buddy, can I call the show back here in just a few minutes?
Yeah, call the show back.
All right.
Okay, buddy. He's a diehard Cowboys fan. When the Cowboys win, he goes naked. You hear me?
Yeah.
He gets crazy. When the Bruins won the cup, your dad got so nuts. He was dancing with all the Russian strippers down at the strip club, I heard. Is that true?
Sure.
His dad was going absolutely crazy.
You know, I was just happy to see them win. My ego is just at the point, like I told you, I'm just happy to see any Boston team win.
Boston?
So, I mean...
Maybe we should... I want to go... I would love to go back there. You want to move back there or no?
You go, man. And maybe I'll see you there.
You don't want to go back. You like California.
Yeah, man. It's pretty laid back out here.
I like it out there.
I mean, I like... It's just nice to visit. But there's nothing wrong with being, you know, have
Boston.
A tri-city thing going on and have multiple homes.
You're right. Well, when you're rich like that. Boston's, you said, a good place to visit. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good place to visit because the winters get really bad. I mean, it's just like Florida. I mean, Florida's a great place to visit. Great place. Have you ever been to Florida? No?
Yeah.
You have
well, it's a vacation place. I mean, I'm sure once you're a little bit older, in your mid-80s, maybe 90s.
Some guy. Oh, we got a caller, 949. Okay, cool. This is Soul Kitchen Radio with Brian Sports. Who's this calling? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, this is Brian from Soul Kitchen Radio. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hear me?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What's it looking like down in Orange County?
What's going on? Where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
Nice. And what do you want to talk about?
Peaches.
You want to talk about what?
Peaches.
There you go. That's always a beautiful topic.
You want to talk
raises
about...
raises a spirit in my heart.
What do you want to talk about? Peaches?
Yeah, peaches.
Okay.
The song by the President of the United States of America, you know,
I
all around.
I like that song. When you sing that song every night when you're in bed or something?
A friend of mine was telling me a story the other day how actually peaches... Thomas Jefferson wanted peaches to be the official state bird of the United States instead of the turkey.
There's a bird peaches? I thought it meant like a delicious fruit.
Well, I mean, they're one and the same to me.
Yeah.
I wish I had that song. I love that song. Plenty of peaches, put peaches for me.
I'm thinking, but no, it's... I'm thinking a lump. Although lump could have been about a lump of peaches. So maybe kind of a contact theme album whole thing.
It's an offensive topic to bring up peaches like that. You know exactly how I feel about peaches.
You love peaches?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to be incendiary, you know, first-time caller, long-time listener type deal.
Nice. How did you find out about us?
There's an improv group that do things in the dark room in San Francisco on Tuesday nights. You guys should check them out if you're in the area. A friend of mine's on the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think I've been at improv when I was in San Francisco.
Oh, man.
Hilarious. Rock good time.
You put a Facebook status on to call in the radio and, you know, and friends to start trickling in.
They start trickling in. So what do you want to
talk
about?
That's what I was going for. They used to call me the trickler in college.
Nice. Where did you go to college at?
Santa Barbara.
Nice. Good school. Are you a... I got
to go back to work, though. So I will talk to you guys later.
Okay, call the
show. Well, thanks for calling, man. I'll see you. I'll see you coming in today. You're still fixing buses and stuff.
Well, we watched the caller from 949. It's Misha's good friend, probably. But sounded like a funny guy. Want to talk about peaches? We'll talk about anything on the show. We'll talk about your sex life if you want. I don't even care at this point. Sports is great. We love sports. We got football. We got baseball. We're going to dive right into baseball right now, guys. I'm going to tell you right now what we're going to talk about. We got Pujols out for 6 to 8 weeks. Can the come back with Pujols out? Is Lance Berkman going to be the answer first? Is the new guy that they just called up going to be the answer? I don't know. It's going to be very, very questionable. We got Boston at 44-28. We got New York at 42-29. We got Tampa at 40-33. Johnny Damon, LaGoria, can they carry him with that team? It's 4.5 out. It's going to be tough. Cleveland and Detroit battling it out. One of them's going to have to go get a bat. Sizemore, do they trade for pitching? Texas, 39-35. Seattle, surprise, only one game out. Let's look at Seattle. Look how great they're doing. Talk about Felix Hernandez being traded. Now they're talking about getting another big bat. Los Angeles, 3.5 out. Oakland, only 5 out. God, imagine if the Marlins were in that division. They would actually have a shot. Philadelphia, 45-28. Braves, 41-33. Braves are starting to come around. Is this going to be a two-team division? Nationals will be good, but not right now. St. Louis is going to lose a lot with Pujols is out. Milwaukee and Cincinnati are going to both make rounds. San Francisco and Arizona fighting for first place. Arizona Diamondbacks, Chris Young on a tear. My fantasy team is tearing it up, 7-3. I mean, I don't ever play fantasy baseball, but this year I love sports, and I got into it, and it's great, and I'm winning. So what can I say? I'm out of 10 teams, I'm in second place. This is my prediction. Baseball guys, Red Sox will win the World Series unless Adrian Gonzalez or all the team gets hurt. They could put me in the game. They could put Misha in the game. They could put Misha's girlfriend in the game. They could put Misha's dog in the game.
She's actually really good at softball. So if they did put her in the game, maybe she would do some damage.
Yeah, she probably would. She'd probably do better than Mark Scudero to this point, or Chad Lauer.
Yeah, I went to her girlfriend's parents' house over the weekend, and we played some bocce ball. I don't know if you ever played that before, but man, that game is fun.
I want
to
play.
You don't really have to. You don't really have to be all that athletic to play that game, but just grab a beer, you toss some balls around. That's that's a game for everybody right there.
Nice. Callers,
you ever played that?
No, I might have. I was gonna play lacrosse, but I didn't really. I didn't really play it this week. Guys, here's a question. Do I play a guy that says he's a college tennis player? And I'm a decent athlete. I'm more baseball. Tennis, I'm decent. This guy's giving me a 5. I want all my callers, everybody to call in and tell me what they think about this. 5-0 lead, 40-0. All I have to do is score 1 point, and I win $500. Can I absolutely do it? What's the question? Would anybody do that bet? Mr. Misha, goes to you. Would you do it?
Wait, what? Say it again?
You're up 5-0. All you need to do is score 1 point, and you even get to serve. I would bet you $500. Would you bet that? You could get 1 point? I mean, I'm not a
man. Well, we'll need at least a week to get in physical shape for it. But, yeah, man, just, if you got money to lose, then why not? I mean, if you got confidence on your side, then why not?
My confidence in me scoring 1 point, I think I can do it, I really do. I mean, if I can't, then I need to be – this is what I need to do if I can't score 1 point here, guys. I mean, seriously.
Score one point. You say you're going to be playing the guy in tennis?
Yeah, he's 50 years old. I'm 30 years old. He's not in really great shape. He drinks a lot. He's a nice guy. I think I could beat him.
Well, when was the last time you picked up the tennis racket?
That's been since high school.
I don't know, man. That's a pretty good bet right there.
I know. We're gonna call this guy right here, and we're gonna ask him what he thinks. You're actually gonna call him and tell him that you were opened up a massage parlor. And you want to see if he wants to come work for you. Can you do that?
I don't really want to, but sure, I guess.
Tell him he has to come today you heard about him from somebody, and you want him to come today. So his name's Greg Smith. Play it off. Play it off, Kenny. Play it off, Kenny.
This is Greg. Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing? This is Mark Jacobson calling from Brian Cosimer's Massage Parlor.
Hello.
We want to invite you for one special night.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
You will be interested.
Oh, I will.
It's a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah, but I'm really not that interested. Thank you, though.
Well, they're coming to pick you up right now.
Excuse me?
They're coming to pick you up right now.
Who is?
Our services. We're going to pick you up. We're going to drive you down to Brian Kaiserman. And we're going to give you a special treatment.
Brian Kaiserman?
That is correct. He's been having a very successful year with his massage parlor. And his masseuses are ready to go to work and bring you the pleasure that you've been seeking.
All right, that sounds great.
I'm looking forward
to seeing Brian again.
All right. What time are you going to be coming out, or should we come by?
Oh, man. Yeah, no. That was funny.
Nice.
He got mad.
It didn't sound like he was happy at first.
No, he seems like he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, well, pranking is not the same, you know, as people get older.
Yeah,
it's funner to be on the pranking side than it is on the pranking end. So,
yeah, it's true.
I understand.
So we're gonna play some more music.
Get some beats going.
Hopefully we're going to have some updates on football here.
Do you have any, actually speaking of football and music, do you have any of the Keyshawn Johnson, Deshaun Jackson tracks?
Let me look on here. Did he put it on here?
I'm not sure, man. If there are any, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'm kind of really curious. If they don't, it's cool. He'll probably have something next week.
I don't know. Where is Mr. Camacho? Paid me $25. He owes me another $25, but he'll pay. Let's see. We'll just play the song. Guys, we all like girls. I love girls. Nisha likes girls, but girls can drive you nuts. But here's a song by Jay Gibb. I like girls, and we'll be back on Soul Kitchen Radio after these messages for show.
DJ Ilta. She's thick, real pretty face. Love little mama, cause we got the same taste.
I like girls, girl, 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 girl.
Jig tongue, kiss her best friend. I said, what a waste. You one hell of a specimen. She said, I love thee, so don't confuse me with no lesbian. Well, now I'm grown. So if you like women, then baby, this your song. I be thick and hit it. They be so with it. I'm like, damn, show that bad. She say, yeah, she can get it.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you feeling it. You committing mind crimes. Don't act like you innocent. If you always wanted to, just a little skit of it. Fuck that. Take a couple shots and experiment.
I'm far from a lame, so we can do this thing like Nicky last name. Y'all get it wet, then I beat it out the frame like wow, wow. I'm trying to mix like the DJ. Have chicks pass my baton like a relay. Shorty on the freeway, a partner on three-way, and they are on the way to come and do a three-way. One red bone, other one Mexican. Shorty and a partner like the tag team champions. You dig? I call them girls a double man. They are not twins, but damn, they get it in. It's all love, we are all friends. We gon' shoot a movie, let me adjust the lens. I'll be the director, the movie starring them. Like, action! Two girls are dancing on the pole.
We're going to hear another song from Mr. You-Know-It-All, guys. Win-Win-Win. I'm not going to say his name, but this guy is awesome. You ready to hear it? Win-Win-Win, guys. We'll be back on Soul Kitchen Radio. You guys got to go out and buy this ASAP. Boom. Jackpot, oh yeah, in the house, mowing your win, win, win with Jackpot, win, win, here we go.
La. I holla, yeah, tell, oh, fuck, la, fuck, fuck.
I want it all, so I'm on, so I'm on. Little fingers for a mall, cause I'm shutting down the mall, cause I'm heaven sent, nigga. You're irrelevant. We gon' smoke this whole pound, we ain't telling shit. I want it all, so I'm on, so I'm on. Little fingers for a mall, cause I'm shutting down the mall, cause I'm heaven sent, nigga. You're irrelevant. We gon' smoke this whole pound, we ain't telling shit. Black Gucci, black mask. 100K cash stuffed in a duffel bag. Okay. Make me feel precious, nigga, and I'll blast. Burner on my lap, so ain't gonna leave for a mess. Life is great now, nigga, so I laugh. Yeah. I need another safety, cause my money coming fast. Can't slow me down, these niggas hoping that I crash. I'm in front, they're laughing. My arrogant black ass. I want it all, so I ball, so I fall. And I'm shitting on these niggas every time I hit the wall. I'm heavy shit, nigga, you're so irrelevant. Yeah. I'm at your door knocking, but we ain't selling shit. So if a war's what you want, it's a war you get. And we a trip, but we didn't come in here to start shit. Yeah. You're not a threat, I'm looking down on you niggas. My money getting longer, so my ego getting bigger. Show respect, I'm a prophet in the flesh. Greatness is what I'm shooting for, I won't settle for less, nigga. I'm the hardest, finally, cause I'm the hardest. So like flawless, so I'ma get it regardless. I hope you really about to be when we collide. I ain't shooting in the air, cause we ain't beefing with the sky, nigga. I'm at the stick, nigga, this girl irrelevant. We gon' smoke this old pound, we ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my phone. Middle fingers to them all, as I'm shutting down the mall, cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke this old pound, we ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my phone. Middle fingers to them all, as I'm shutting down the mall, cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke this old pound, we ain't selling shit.
Watch mine. I gotta watch. watch him, that nigga might drop a dime. Yeah. You hear that fat line in your ass out of time. I'm not the one to start shit, but yeah, I'm known to end it. If you a broke nigga, you might feel offended. Why? It's war all year, competition will extend. Yeah. Money makes sense, being broke, that's business. Jackpot, that bullshit is not allowed. I ain't shooting in the air cause I ain't beefing with the clouds. Heaven sent, nigga, just so irrelevant. I'ma smoke the whole pound, I ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my fall. Little fingers to them all as I'm shutting down the mall. Cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke that whole pound, we ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my fall. Little fingers to them all as I'm shutting down the mall. Cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke that whole pound, we ain't selling shit.
There you go. Jackpot, win, win, win. You know who that was, right?
Yeah, some good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We ain't going to say who it was, but it was a great, great song.
Is that Omeezy?
Huh?
Is that Omeezy?
No, that's not Omeezy. That's your boy. You wanted to hear
was
it?
That was Deshaun Jackson?
Nope.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you say it's my boy. I'm like,
call and go. Yeah, Deshaun Jackson is a talented.
That was?
Talented person. He can play, he can sing.
Man, that was pretty damn good.
Yo.
That was pretty damn good. I didn't know that he was a rapper until Rick Camacho told me. So that's pretty cool, man. That's, you know, it's nice to see a multi-talented guy on the field and in front of the mic.
You got to be multi-talented because, you know, maybe if football doesn't come back, what's he going to do, you know? Got to make something. You got to advise people have to go back to school and, you know, stuff like that. So, well, I mean, see what we're going to do. I mean, we can talk sports, we talk comedy, we got people in chat session. Hopefully going to have some updates on football. I'm supposed to have special guests. He's going to tell us what's going on with the football thing and told me he knows some stuff, so let's hope we'll get calls here soon.
That sounds good.
We want to know about football. We should call your friend, we should call your girlfriend Gail.
Oh, man. Take a break from that. I mean, this is a sports show. I don't even know if she knows much about sports.
Yeah, does she still call the Monday show? Does she still call
not
the
Monday really show? What's up?
Does she still call the Monday show?
She has the phone number, so I'm sure she calls in here and there. But, you know, she doesn't mind just calling and listening, too. So sometimes she calls and doesn't even say a word. She just listens.
Okay.
So she probably calls in periodically.
So how about the San Francisco
Giants? Bit of a kick.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Hmm?
Going to the Minnesota game? Are you going to the game tonight, the baseball game, the Giants?
The Giants, nah. You know, I really, honestly, I just don't care about the Giants one bit. I mean, I wish I did because I live here. But I really don't. I mean, it's not my fault that wherever I move, the city wins a championship in something. You know, that just happens to be my luck. So, I'm a Boston fan. Through on through, so those are the only teams I really care about. I mean, I wish I could care about others, but, you know, at the end of the day, I only care about what Boston sports teams do.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I only care about the games that are going to win you some money. You know, that's what I care about. A Yankees game was rained out today. Hanley Ramirez is returned to the Marlins lineup. Chipper Jones is back in the Tuesday lineup against the Jays. Brian Harper will only be limited a few innings, one of the top prospects. Casey Blake's out. Maggie Ordonez is not in the lineup. Miguel Cabrera is not in Tuesday's lineup. Wow. They're resting a lot of people. Brian Sanchez will start Wednesday against the Angels. Mike Napoli received a cornerstone shot. David Rizzorite is scheduled to be examined again. NHL has approved the Thrashers' relocation to Winnipeg, so bye-bye. Yankees and Reds were rained out today. They'll be part of a split-night doubleheader tomorrow. We got Dez Bryant, who's going to be a great asset this season. The representatives also think that the NFL will be back. And everybody's excited. NBA-wise, we got the draft pick. The Warriors officially extended a qualified offer to Reggie Williams, making him a restricted free agent. He's a nice rotation player to have off the bench. And he's proven to be a solid fantasy. And the Warriors would be wise if they're going to retain him. The Bucks have offered a Luke Richard Bamamatu. He's played UCLA. Boris Drua was picked up. Derrick Rose wants to see if they can get picks. Roger Mason was
tagged. Yeah, what's the whole thing about the Cavaliers trying to position themselves to get the first two picks in the draft? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, they're gonna pick Kyle Irving, and then they're also gonna probably pick up Deron Williams. So they're gonna try to pick up a lot of players. The Suns have.
You don't think Jimmer Fredette would do all that well in the NBA?
Yeah, but I don't think for Cleveland. I think Cleveland needs to go with the point guard.
No, of course not.
I think Fredette would be great at Boston. I would love to see.
Yeah, him. I think he would be a great Boston guy.
God, I love to get him. God, would have, you beat him at the Bird.
What do you think about Ricky Rubio and the whole thing with that? I mean, I guess it's a guaranteed thing that he's coming to Minnesota.
Rubio hasn't really that good down in Barcelona, I think. So there's also a lot of rumors. Suns have offered Marcin Gortat plus the No. 13 pick for the Wolves' number 2 pick. The Wolves have called just about every team to gather interest. Gergamer is a true difference maker, and they're looking at him. Hockey right now, we have, Jaromir Jagr could ink a 1-year deal in the next week. Pittsburgh and Detroit appears to be the front runners. So Jagr's coming back, guys. It's pretty interesting. There's some talk Edmonton and Florida might look in a deal involving first and third overall pick in the 2011 draft. Wow. Man, so hockey's going pretty crazy right now. We got I don't know if you guys are big golf fans. Lee Jensen shot a bogey, 5-under. Who's that golf player that just is absolutely amazing? Young, 22. Oh, my God. What's his name?
Yeah. Oh, man. I was just looking at that, too. He's the youngest guy.
Yeah, he's taking 3 weeks off. His name is...
Roy McIlroy. I think it's like Roy McIlroy.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, Roy McIlroy.
McIlroy. He's awesome. I mean, this guy is 22 years old. I think he might be the next Tiger. Because Tiger's coming to an end. Since all that stuff happened with Tiger, he's definitely taken a hit. His name's Roy McIlroy. He's a new public eye. He's 22 years old. We're off the run with Roy McIlroy. This guy just can't lose. They say he's the next Tiger Woods, maybe better than Phil Mickelson. He's a little head spinning, probably more for him. He's a 22-year-old golf prodigy, which means he lived a lot less than most 22-year-olds, which is to say, and this kid is going to be the next, probably better than Tiger.
Yeah.
Established icon of Tiger, Michael Jordan. He's so good, he has taken 3 weeks off. He's going to win a lot of players. He's got a very good, great with the media. In fact, when he made appearance, he was on Jerry Kelly's show, a 9-year-old. The host asked, "Who is your idol?" And he mentioned Tiger Woods. So now he's going to take Tiger Woods' role. I'm not big into golf, but you know what? Golf is kind of fun. It would be fun to watch, and it's fun to play. And it's fun to see to take Tiger Woods, because I'm not a big Tiger fan. You know, I don't respect what he did. It'd be nice to see somebody finally.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is with Tiger was that his whole life was always focused on golf and more golf. So, you know, then he met a nice girl and decided to marry her, but you know, he, in a way, he was young and he wasn't sexually, you know, you can get very sexually frustrated if you don't experience enough in your life. So, you know, unfortunately he exploded, and you know, when you got money, fame, the looks, you know, and you got attention. He just couldn't help it, and you know, and it was just he never got out of his system, so kind of went for the Big Apple there. And, you know, I think a lot of guys that were in his shoes would do the same exact thing, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, we have some callers here. We got 925. We got what's going on?
Yo, what's happening, man? Fellas,
what to do, man?
What's going on?
You guys are holding it down today, man. Good job.
Yeah, definitely trying to. I can't wait till football comes back. I'm talking baseball, but you know we got.
I just heard you play the new song, the new Deshaun Jackson "Win Win" by Jackpot Records.
Yeah,
awesome.
That thing sounds
pretty
damn sweet.
Yeah, well,
good.
Let me just clear the record. That's not Deshaun Jackson rapping. Deshaun Jackson, if you go back and listen to the show from yesterday, Deshaun Jackson is his main concentration is NFL football. And yesterday's show, which was real good, we talked to him probably for about 45 minutes, and he talked about the difference between balancing football and his music career. He's actually the CEO of Jackpot Records. If you're on Twitter, you could put in a pound Jackpot, J-A-C-C-O-P-T, or C-C-P-O-T, and you can see all the Jackpot stuff. You know, so that wasn't him rapping. That was that's his artist, Kid Cali.
Oh, I see. Man, I got fooled, but I'm sure he could spit something real good too.
Yeah, he said he's definitely on some tracks, but he's not releasing that stuff yet.
I see.
Technically, the football season has not, you know, we don't know the fate of it completely just yet. So he's got some time to practice music.
Right. Yeah, but you guys sound good today, man. Congratulations on your Boston Bruins. You guys won a Stanley Cup. That was awesome.
I know.
Boston became the first city in 7 years to win championships, or the first city to win 7 championships in one decade. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, they're getting spoiled over there.
Yeah.
Bars are going nuts. What to do? Dad was dancing on his car.
I like everything about Boston except for the Patriots. So,
yeah, I know. Well, I mean, if it wasn't for the Tuck rule, you know, it would be, you know, it would all be forgiven.
Talk about Boston either as the Patriots. I hate Tom Brady.
Right here.
We got a caller. I think he's a Giants fan, and you know what? The Giants, they lost 4 straight. They better win tonight. That's all I got to say.
Still in first.
They're still in first?
Yeah, by half game.
Okay. There's a couple of trade rumors about the Giants.
Jose Reyes.
Like what?
Jose Reyes to San Francisco. There's another rumor. Let me look at it. I was reading about something today.
They need a catcher.
They're looking at a catcher. They're looking at Misha Trubikov.
Well, help them.
They're looking at Misha, the Ukrainian.
What do you think about Benji Molina?
Yeah,
think he can still play?
Benji Molina's a free. I think he's still a free agent. He's out there, right?
Mm. Yeah, but
is he
in any shape though?
Is he still in Texas?
No, he's not in Texas. No, they got someone younger back there now.
No, they got,
wow,
they got
so Benji Molina, he has a World Series. Definitely has a World Series ring. His ring from last year. So he's credited with winning the championship, I guess.
I
think
like
he played
Molina,
like 60-some games for the Giants, so they gave him one.
Right, yeah.
It's like a Molina could always play in this league. You know, those guys will never
retire. Big guy, strong arm. You know, he can take a hit if somebody comes into him. I think he's still good.
Yeah, I mean, I
like to at least give him a shot. He can't be many worse than what Whiteside's hitting.
Whiteside's garbage. He's 36 years old. Posey thinks they should go after him. Heck yeah, during an interview, the Giants need a new catcher after losing Buster Posey. Proposed, he confirmed to local reporters that he's likely out for the season, but plans on being fully back next year. Says they should definitely go after him. He looks up to Benji Melidia. He could be a 6th to 7th hitter as a catcher. He could serve well in that role. He needs to get back in baseball shape, rumored. You know, so maybe around June or July, they'll pick him up. They're also looking at Ivan Rodriguez.
Yeah.
But they'll go out.
He's old, too.
They'll go out and make a move.
I don't think they'll get raised. I think they'll want too much.
I mean,
it's going to be expensive.
I think the Giants will go out and get another bat. They get another bat. Their pitching's going to hold up tonight. I mean, I got the Giants in a bet tonight with the Braves.
I know they got to snap out of it. The Twins are hot right now too.
Yeah, but Bumgarner's going to pitch good tonight. I have confidence they'll just get it going on the road. But
hey,
what?
Brian, what happened with that guy on the Twins that went off in the dugout? He just started smashing everything with the bat.
He has not been suspended yet. And which guy are you talking about? Joe Mauer?
I don't know.
I just seen the guy. I seen him on the news on ESPN earlier today. But it didn't have any sound. No sound on it. I just seen him going crazy.
This happened today?
Like he was hitting the pinata. Yeah, like he was hitting the pinata in the dugout.
Okay, we're going to...
I don't know.
I don't even know. Were you sure that's a Twins player? Because I've been watching SportsCenter. I didn't see.
His jersey said Minnesota.
I didn't see any sports highlights.
Might have said Milwaukee. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick, Brian. Let me ask you this real quick. When Buster Posey comes back, you think he'll be able to play catcher again with a busted up knee? You think he'll rehab enough? He's young enough to rehab through a busted up knee and stay down in the catcher stance?
Ryan's playing with his dog again. I think he'll be able to recover just fine. They're trying to be very careful with him, but I think he'll be back to 100 eventually.
Yeah, he's only in his early 20s. I think if he was in his late to mid 30s, it'd be a lot more of a chance. But I think, given his age and he seems to be in pretty good shape, I think it's a pretty good bet that he'll come back and at least tries it. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to move him to first, you know. But
right.
I think he's going to try it at first, you know. And then if it don't work out, they'll find a spot for him, you know.
Yeah, he's always going to be a good player, man. I think this injury will make him even a better player when he comes back, because he'll be on the prove I got to prove something routes, you know. So I think it'll be better when he comes back. Anyway, anybody else want to call in 714-694-4150? You could come in. You could name Brian's dog. That's the name of the next segment. Name Brian's dog.
Brian might have turned into a dog over there with all this talk about women and all the dirty things he wants to do. Maybe God
right.
eventually truck him down and turn him into the filthy dog that he is.
Put it right here.
Still here. That's funny. Ozzie Guillen was the one that had the tirade for the White Sox. He's probably going to be the new Marlins manager next year. But
I saw that. Yeah, you're right.
You seen that? He got the 27th ejection of the season, or 27th ejection as a manager of the White Sox. He went crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see a video of that. I just saw still photos, so I didn't actually see the video yet.
The video was crazy. He just the catcher of the team they were playing, the catcher went off. It was so funny. It was you guys got to see that.
Yeah.
Well, what was the argument over?
Because it was a third strike. I think it was a third strike. They dropped the ball and then he tagged him out. So it was some argument over that. I'm not sure really, but anyway, guys, you guys have a wonderful show. I'm over here at the pool with the kids today. It's a beautiful day out here in the Bay Area, and. And I'm going swimming, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
You.
Enjoy. Don't drown.
See you, Rick, man.
Don't drown.
All
right. That's Rich on Soul Kitchen Radio. Yes, it was Ozzie Guillen who actually had a tirade against
absolutely.
Well, you know, I don't think Ozzy's still not close to what's his name?
Lupinella.
Lupinella, and I think Lupinella, and what was the? Forgot the name of ex Braves coach, the one that always got kicked out.
Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox.
Yeah, Bobby Cox. Oh, yeah. I think doesn't he has the record for the most ejection?
Good chance, I bet. You know who used to go off all the time? He was only a manager briefly for a couple of years, but Lloyd McClendon, the old manager of the Pirates.
Oh,
some real crazy video of him throwing stuff all over the place. I think he only lasted 2-3 years tops.
Yeah.
But yeah, he used to follow up a lot.
God. Did you guys ever see that video of that minor league manager who the one that kind of he kind of not only did he go crazy, he had that whole weird little spectacle where he like pretended.
Yeah, he crawled on the ground and all that, pretending like he was throwing grenades or something.
Yeah.
I did see that. That was weird.
I still want to know, like, was he, like, did he have a bet with somebody? I mean, he didn't even seem like he was angry. He just seemed like he just wanted to fuck around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was drunk or something. I don't know. But, that was weird. I do remember seeing that. I don't know what ever happened to that guy. But speaking of who do you think is going to be the Marlins manager next year, Brian?
Ozzie Guillen from Chicago.
Oh, why?
They're showing him right now. Going off. You know, Bobby Valentine's rumored to be. I mean, they got to move into a new ballpark. They want a new.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, but I think it's Bobby. They've been talking a lot about Bobby. I think Misha Cruz is going to be the new manager. And he's going
to. I don't know if I'll be able to do that. I'll be the next catcher of the Giants. It's kind of hard to do two jobs at the same time.
I'm going to be the next catcher of the
Brian,
Giants.
You should throw your hat in the ring for that job.
I should. Yeah. I mean, I really think I'd be, I think I'd really bring, I think I could do better than Jack McKeon. I mean, Jack McKeon gets an argument, he's going to have a heart attack. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel for him.
I'm very surprised I hired someone 80 years old to manage a baseball team.
Somebody in that dugout better know how to give CPR and all that stuff.
I know. I mean, really. They must just put him in there just because of his name. I mean, they can't expect much out of him. I mean, really. Come on, you know?
Well, he's a hard ass.
I guess.
Supposedly been kind of like Freddie. I mean, Freddie Gonzalez was good for the new Braves manager now, but
It's not fair to do that to an old guy, you know. You don't want to put him in a position where he might get a heart attack. So, I mean, if it was, like, a winning team, it's like, sure, why not throw out, like, a nice old guy in there as their coach? You know, he'll give them those inspirational speeches before they go off onto that battlefield. But when a team is not winning, oof. I don't know. That's the recipe for a heart attack.
I think it's tough, too, because he's going to have to deal with some people, like, in their mid to early 20s. How the hell is he even going to relate to them?
Yeah. Yeah, that
I
guy,
mean, he's going to have to be sitting there talking to, like, 25-year-olds all day, and they're going to be like, this guy's 80 years old. Well, why the hell should I listen to him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's – I don't know. You know, that's just how I feel sometimes when some old-timers start going off, and then you're like, oh, this guy's crazy. I'm not listening to him. You know? And then you just – it's pointless.
Yeah, that guy, he's going to think that Tweeter is like his old girlfriend from 1926.
I'm sure he's not on Facebook. Here, we'll do updates on Soul Kitchen Radio. The Red Sox have taken a lead. Kevin Youbilis with a double. Adrian Gonzalez again gets on base. Adrian Gonzalez said Youbilis is coming back. You know, back getting up close to 270. Red Sox has the lead 1-0. They are pitching. Beckett's not pitching today.
What happened to Carl Crawford? I saw he went on the DL.
He is on a DL. They don't need him right now. I mean, the Red Sox are still loaded. I mean, they got Reddick.
No, but I mean, what happened?
Batting 412.
He pulled a hamstring.
Pulled a hamstring
running to first base.
Ortiz, Drew. I mean, dude, they got Josh Reddick, who's batting 412 right now. I mean, the Red Sox are so deep, they're going to put Adrian Gonzalez in the outfield, and that's what I want people to know. What do you think about that? Put Adrian Gonzalez, a first baseman, out in the outfield in National League play because Ortiz is batting –
17 homers, 48 RBIs, 3 for 23. First right-hand pitchers, he's 308. At home, he's 357. OPA, OPP, he's 432. I mean, he had 6 homers, 24 homers. You know, he's mostly hitting home runs on the road. I mean, Ortiz is having a career. What is it, 37 now? 35?
Yeah, he has to be.
God, I mean,
don't you think that's risky defensively, though, putting Gonzalez in the outfield? He doesn't seem that mobile.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely – Gonzalez is a big guy. I mean, I think you could possibly tear his ACL, but what you do is you put Ortiz in the outfield for – not Ortiz. You put Gonzalez in the outfield for a couple of and then Ortiz
– It'd be pretty entertaining, though.
It would be kind of entertaining. It really would. It really would.
I mean, all that it's going to have to be is that Jacoby Ellsbury and whoever's going to be playing the center field, J.D. Drew or Cameron, they're just going to have to cover a bigger radius as far as getting to that ball. And they're all just going to have to be on the same page about who goes where.
Yeah, it's tough, though, sometimes you put those older first basemen in outfield. I mean, we all saw what Aubrey Huff looked like in the outfield at the beginning of this season.
Yeah,
it was tragedy. It was terrible. I couldn't even – every time a ball would hit out there, I was cringe. He had no clue. They had to move him back to first immediately. So hopefully it worked out better for him.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
He was twisted and he was blowing around out there like a leaf in the wind, twisting and turning and moving all over. We had no idea. But that's a tough outfield to play. I'll give him that much. But Sox got a little bit of smaller ground to cover, so maybe it'll work out better.
In Toronto, Atlanta, we got 1-1. The Braves have got on the board with the Chipper Jones, Zach Fly, Jordan Schaefer. He's been playing pretty well.
Nice. What's a rematch of the 92 series?
Yep. With the Braves. I was in Atlanta.
Nice.
It was a great thing.
I remember that. I was cheering for the Blue Jays all the way.
Oh, what about this pitcher that the Mets got? He's named David Geese, 7-0. I've never heard of him. I picked him up on fantasy baseball today, just out of a whim. He's already given up 2 runs. Great for me now.
Never heard of him, man.
I got rid of Blue Jays. Yeah, never heard of him either. So research. This is what he's about. His ERA is 3.09. He has 7 wins, no losses, 49 strikeouts. Home,
nice.
1.7 ERA.
Hey, let me jump in here for a second. Hey, guys. Tanya's done cooking dinner, so I got to cut out.
Okay.
But,
hit me up later.
I'll talk to you later, Brian. See you,
okay,
man.
Hit me up later.
How are we doing?
Two.
Thank you for calling Soul Kitchen Radio. That was good old Teddy, the Giants fan, as they call. He loves the
man,
Giants.
Man, you kind of need a Giants representative, you know. You know, this is technically a Bay Area sports show, you know, so they needed somebody to represent that. I've been trying to get my buddy Toddy on the line about Oakland A's, but he's been missing in action.
What's up with Jeff?
Jeff works for the Giants, for the A's, so he's a busy guy, but you can try calling him. Try calling Jeff.
Okay, what's his number?
Let me text you the number. All right. Give him a call. Hopefully we can get him on the line.
Okay. Ask him about him picking up that girl I saw in his thing.
What are you talking about?
I saw him picking up some girl. I didn't know he's that strong. Is Jeff picking up girls?
Oh, yeah, man. Jeff is Jeff's got a retard strength. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying he's that.
that
strong.
That was
a very powerful man.
He's a very big retard strength. Hey, I'm going to let you talk. What call is that?
That's a compliment.
Milwaukee or something. How's his theory?
I guess that's a no.
We are going to play some Omizi, and we're going to be back here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yeah, get some beats going.
Yeah, we're
not too
get
much success on reaching anyone.
This is the Evo 4G.
So we're going to play Omizi, and we'll be back on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Omizi, and I am the great communicator. What up, y'all? It's your boy Big Omizi, TGC, the great communicator, and you're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Well, we thought
hey, guys, Omizi.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Big Omizi, TGC, the great communicator. Sick with a lieutenant, sick with a deputy, the whole thing, man. And you tune in to Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah.
Okay, guys, looking for Big Omizi. We're going to hear some E-40. T-Pain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Track, baby. Slap it on, man.
Something.
Yeah.
A lot of problems.
Yeah.
What?
You get it in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen up, if you a true hustler, man, for real, you gon' bounce back if you got get back still. Fuck all that weeping and whining and crying, pissing the bill. I'ma make it do what it do, get out and get my grill. I'm on that graveyard shift, my water bill passed through. Hustling, trying to stay focused, got a 24-hour notice on my doubt. Business is slow, I speak the truth, blood pressure out the roof, a long way from being recession, but I'm going through. I ain't trying to be a deadbeat dad, I want my kids to have a better life than I had. My cellular off, need some more minutes over my limit. Had the money but bought an ounce of weed that I could flip. Man, I'm niggering, cause that's what some of us black folks do. Instead of pan and bill, we go buy the new Jordan shoe. Milk and diapers and baby wipes cost an arm and a leg, a breath, a wing and a thigh. Hustle trying to get by.
Hey, don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, it go like that. I drop it off and it come right back. I get it in the morning. Don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, go like that, I drop it off and it come right back. Get it in the
I'm sick and tired of being broke. I'm sick of this sequel. Man, I cry, hate reporting to them people, bro. I'm down on my luck. Ain't got a buck in my name. Dirty testing, flipping in the club. What the fuck? They found weed in my system. I told my girl I was quitting. They sent me back to San Quentin for 90 days. Then my diamond got out. Now I'm in the unemployment line trying to figure shit out. But the penal system got me by the neck, aha. With my troubled past, I can't even get me a job. My partner rap, he got his own record label, they doing their thing. If I holler at him, maybe he can shoot me some change. Plus, I'm a loyal nigga, man, I learn quick, bro, I ain't stupid. All you gotta do is show me one time, and I can do
my
it.
Fella put a hustler under his wing, show me the gang, now I'm doing my thing. Hey, don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, it go like that. I drop it off and it come right back. I get it in the morning. Don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, go like that, I drop it off and it come right back. Get it.
I'm trying to stay out of trouble and triple, double, quadruple this little change that I got by throwing a few concerts. But I'm not too sure if I'm ready to spin this mail. The reason why is rap shows don't always go that way. And the chances are that I probably won't recruit, so I'ma take this loot and book some old school R&B soul groups. That way the venue insurance won't be that high, and plus I'm minimizing the chances of somebody dying.
That's right.
I got a homie that work at the toll bridge. He make good money, plus he get benefits. He been hollering at me nevertheless and try to get a nigga a job there, which is a blessing. But I don't think the homie really understand. I'm an entrepreneur, man. I ain't working for no white man. Attitude of a hood boy. All my life I've been running from the Elroys. I'm serious.
Hey, don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, it go like that. I drop it off and it come right back. I get it in the morning. Don't underestimate me. A couple of days is all it's gonna take me. Cause I'm so serious, go like that. I drop it off and it come right back. Get it in the morning, 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 morning.
That is on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Good stuff, man. That is good stuff.
I mean, that makes
it's nice to see nice flowing music.
That's what it's about, and you know that's what you got to do. You got to spin it up, you know. And I mean, that makes girls' panties drop. And we're gonna hear a little more music too. We're gonna because this is a music show too, and we're gonna come back after these messages and we're gonna blow it up for the next 15 minutes.
Four.
Still waiting for that special caller to call. We're gonna hear this song.
Who you expect, are you expecting your friend, the sports guy, right? The football guy?
Yeah, my Mark might call too and talk about the show. He just texted me. Maybe I'll fly you in or something for the show. Like get a good deal on a ticket. It'd be nice to get you and Misha down. I mean, you and what's his name down there. But we're gonna hear a little on Freaky for Me. And my buddy,
got some fresh music for me.
Yeah, I do. And if we could talk off the air to that tonight for like 10, 15 minutes, that'd be great. Okay?
Yeah. I'll bring it right.
Cole Dion, Freaky for Me, and we'll be right back on Soul Kitchen Radio Sports.
All right.
City, met this shorty named Sydney. She was coming out of class, so I told her roll with me. Tried to thank me for the ride, but I told her no biggie. Cranked the radio up, then I turned on Biggie. I love it when you call me Big Poppa. Got a mean ass body, such a proper. And I ain't never seen a shorty that could stop ya. Had me tripping women, tried to drop her. Cause she wouldn't let me leave. She was touching, she was grabbing, she was sweeping on me. She told me things you wouldn't believe. I said, damn that good. She said, yeah, times three. Had to tell the shorty pipe down. Although I really want to, can't do this right now. You know I really want to, but you can't act out. Yeah, I'll be back round and lay the smack down. Boy, don't touch me, I'm a CEO, I make too much better. And I ain't trying to be up on the street your own. I told her, don't get me wrong, girl, adjust your tone. I'm just trying to be nice since you seemed alone. But if you got a problem with it, I just leave you alone. Hey, hey, she told your boy to wait. She told me, hold up 1 second right before you skate. I think I like the way you just talk to me. I'm just assertive, how I work it, baby, talk is cheap. She started grabbing me, I told her, girl, you wild. A real boss, see, I know you love my style. My plane about to leave, but I'll be back in a while. And when it touch that ground, I'll be backing you down. Tammy at Pajama Jam Slam, so I seen her in the jammy. And she was looking juicy like Starburst candy, so I had to take a bite and use a line so handy. Like, ooh girl, where you think you from? I was headed to the bar, let me get you something. When you rolling with a star, you don't pay for nothing. Then it's VIP, so we can get you something. Yo, your man's frontin', I kick back and laugh. Now-
Hello, who's this? You're on Soul Kitchen Radio. Brian, what do you
want
to talk about?
Hello?
Hello? You're on Soul Kitchen Radio. Who's this?
This is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what's going on? Are you a big giant?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Nothing much.
What's up, man? Just wanted to give you a call. You are our Oakland A's representative. So we just wanted to call you in and see your opinion and see what you think about the Oakland A's season so far.
Okay, sounds cool.
So
what do you think? We got Giants right around the corner. They just won the World Series, but the A's just swept them. So I mean, looks
they're
like
cool.
They're,
let me give you a call later.
So you still love me?
Well, Jeff's a very outgoing guy, but gets shy when he comes on the radio, guys.
Yeah,
I don't
get really shy.
I don't get it. He got really, really shy. I didn't know what to do. Guys, it's not gonna bite you. It's not gonna. Nobody's gonna hurt you. You're not.
I don't know. I mean, if anything, you got the phone in your hand.
No one can see you. You know, it's a more of a relaxing atmosphere. Because I feel like me and Brian have a pretty soothing voice. So, you know, we try to make them feel comfortable and gently. Well, gently glide them through the conversation. But, you know, when you're shy, you're shy. There's not much you can do.
Being shy is like shy. I was shy. So, Misha, are you on the P90X by any chance or no?
No, no P90X for me.
Okay. Well, we both.
I mean, maybe I might borrow it from Rick when he's done with it.
Yeah. I need to get on it myself. I look all right. I still look decent, but I need to lose like 5 pounds. I mean,
yeah.
We all, I miss
you.
You
know, my buddy did it for like a month, and he got pretty ripped. Not ripped, but he lost a lot of weight, so it definitely worked.
It's all about. Are you eating well?
I'm eating everything pretty much. I mean, I just try to stay away from junk food, but, you know, that's kind of hard. But so far, you know, I find that I just eat everything, and it just, you know, just leaves my system pretty quickly, so.
Are you drinking a lot?
Not really.
Are you drinking a lot of alcohol?
Not really. I mean, lately it's been everybody's birthday, so I've been celebrating every day. But for the most part, I just had a hangover like a week ago, first one I had in like years, and man, I did not miss that feeling. You know, it's like those nights you spend with your head plopped in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Not that fun. I mean, if I just won like a championship and like the Bruins, and I was celebrating in Vegas, then yeah, hell yeah. Why not, you know?
You could be like Tower Sticky and, you know, and Brian March would take your shirt off and be excited. But, you know, you can't drink every day. You got to eat well. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. People just come through things. I haven't drank in a couple of days and, you know, I'm trying to stay off of it, you know, because, you know, it's just not for me anymore. I mean, it's fun.
That's the thing. Alcohol is a diuretic. It also makes you, it ages you. Well, liquor mainly ages you. And, you know, when you drink, you feel happy. But what's happening at the same time is the serotonin level is being taken from your system. And the next day, your body pretty much crashes. And that's when you experience those feelings of sadness sometimes because, you know, due to alcohol, unfortunately. That's why people that are alcoholics reach for an alcohol bottle because they want to feel happy again. And it's a vicious cycle. So, you know, this goes for all the people out there that are drinking. I hope you got somebody that is helping you stop. I don't know why we got in that topic. But, you know, I find that a lot of retired athletes, they don't know what to do with themselves. And a lot of them kind of get into drinking, unfortunately. I mean, what's his name? What's up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Refrigerator Perry. You know, you remember Refrigerator Perry. Now that guy, he drinks like he has a refrigerator, you know, like a refrigerator. Okay. I think that guy drinks like 30 or 2 30s a day, some statistic like that.
2 30 beers?
Or at least he was. Yeah, at least he was for a while. So I mean, he's not really mobile anymore. Somebody has to help him walk. So I mean, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Misha, that's what alcohol does. It's fun, but then you can abuse it, and you know you can get in a car, you get a lot of drinks in your system, and be like Ryan Dunn, man. You know, he had a lot going for him. He had a Porsche. He was going to be in the new movie, but at the end, he really wasn't happy because he was stupid to get in the car, shit faced out of his mind, and we know he was. You know, it's just.
Well, I mean, you know, some of these guys, they're still living. They might be in the major leagues, but they're living a lifestyle of a frat boy.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going out, they're getting buck wild, they got, you know, girls outside their hotel rooms, you know, most every night. So, I mean, that's the lifestyle. And when you live in that kind of lifestyle, you know, you kind of get used to it. And sometimes it becomes difficult for some to walk away from it.
Yeah, in life you got to walk away from stuff. Sometimes you have to walk away from women. Sometimes you have to walk away from jobs. Sometimes you have to walk away from places. Sometimes you have to walk away from people and things. You, it's, you know, It is what it is. But guys, we got 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to play a little more music. We're going to hear a little bit of balance, and hopefully we'll bring it the last 10 minutes. But this show is just getting better and better. It's obviously a work in progress. I love the time. We're going to hopefully have like 50 to 100 callers for every 2 hours. My goal is to get this word out. You need to get some cards. Misha?
What's up?
You need to get some cards with your name on it. I mean, the flyers are good, but cards are... I might get 1,000 if you want to split them. I was thinking...
Well, I want to get, like, some cards that nobody has, like some Europe shit. That way when they see it, they're like, yeah, damn, this guy's serious.
Yeah.
So I might get some shit that nobody has.
Yeah, I mean, the Soul Kitchen Radio card's 125 for 1,000. It's not a bad deal. Because, I mean, you know, the cards that I'm handing out with the have you been handing those out?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say they're going to call, and they probably just forget. But we're going to hear a little bit of balance, my own shit, and then we're going to hear a little comedy by Misha when we get back on Soul Kitchen Radio. It's Brian Kaiser.
Is that a guarantee by me?
You're going to do some comedy. I want some jokes.
Life is a joke, man.
Yeah, that. On my own shit, nigga, like masturbating. But fuck it, man. Not masturbate, man. On these big ass rims, man. I call it master skating, nigga. Yeah, that.
I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seems like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seems like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. Yeah. Wake up, jump out of bed, throw the kicks on, blooming orange, Patrick Ewing, get my neck on, head to the studio, nigga, get them hits on, pick a couple bitches that love to get they lick on, I'm quick gone, in a hurry, they got me high, my vision blurry, Oakland's finest, Mark Curry, black tee, no jewelry, keep it P.I., we V.I., straight dolo, you don't see I. No paparazzi on my B.I. Flow kamikaze, kill G.I. I'm back with it, Bay get it, kill militia men, they the best with it. West Coast, third time, the nerve of these niggas, they ain't heard. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream and it seems like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream and it seems like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. Yeah.
This what I do, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I used to run around with a whole bunch of niggas, right? You know what I'm saying? But it just seemed like I ball better when I'm on my double. Standing on the roof so you can tell it's my own shit. Mailbox full of mortgage payments, I own shit. Diamond supply coat, cardigan, grown shit. 40 pink toes, no need to postpone it. Candy Bride and put the 26 on it. Harley defecating, park beside me, don't condone it. Dolo macking through the base, cause my city hates me. Indie niggas like Balance and B to motivate me. They gon' find us like Air Coryell. Drop back like Dan Fouts and touch down through the mail. You can cover me with Dion, still run Dion. My own shit I be on, bitches get more than peed on. Mansion with just weeds grown in Santa Cruz. Still sagging my dickies just now in Gucci shoes. Beatmaster paint, Gran Turismo. Do you, and let me do me, master bank on you shoot.
I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit. I'm on my own shit, all up on my own shit. Haters, you can hate, wait, bet you I'ma go get everything I dream, man, it seem like I'm on it. Hating you too late, better go and get your own shit.
Hey, Balance, check it out, homie. We need balance, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need balance, man, so they can get on their own shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I flip it on their motherfucking ass, homie. You know what I'm saying? I shit on these niggas one time. Fucking two times, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come through defecating on these niggas, man. Big rims, man. I call it defecating, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, that. On my own shit, you know what I mean?
They'll be back. That's what I... We're back on Soul Kitchen Radio. What's going on?
Man, the Red Sox guy just walked five straight dudes.
Are you serious? That Eusebius guy?
Yeah, he walked five straight dudes. They scored two runs, well, without hitting the ball, just by walking. I mean, I don't remember the last time a Red Sox guy walked five straight guys.
He's having a
snowball. This guy definitely no Josh Beckett.
Yeah. Beckett's having a really great year, and he's 31 now, and he's really.
I know, I just have to stay away from that goddamn diarrhea bug.
God, if he gets diarrhea,
getting in the Red Sox clubhouse. I don't know if they got a bad batch of Indian food or what's happening with those guys over there, but
we
needed him for this game.
He actually only walked four straight guys. He walked Maben. He walked Nick Hudley. Then Maben went to second. Then he walked DeForia. He walked him, and then they went to second. Then he walked Justin Bartlett. Walked. So it's four walks because it's three rate provide bases on runners, and he walked in the runners. So walked four straight walks. So.
Well, he walked in two runners.
No, he walked in. Cameron Maben walked. Matt Nick Hudley walked. They brought him to Maben in second. DeForia walked. Brought him to third. Nick Hudley walked. And Justin Bartlett walked.
Well,
I don't know where you're seeing two runners walk. I mean, maybe they did.
The last two guys, he walked them in because it was.
You're right. He did.
Base loaded.
He walked five base on balls. Maben, Hudley,
mm-hmm.
DeForia, Bartlett, Hedley. Well, and it's only down 2-1. I mean, not bad.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Maybe he's got a diarrhea bug as well. I don't know. He needs some kind of excuse.
Eusebius control is good, but hey, Misha, we got 3 minutes on this show. What's going on with you tonight? I want to tell about everybody. Maybe anyone here on the radio, they should come down.
I do improv comedy every single Tuesday. It's at the Dark Room on Mission Street between 18th and 19th Street. A beautiful place. It's BYOB, and everybody's welcome. It's absolutely free. So if you're in San Francisco or in the Bay Area, you want to see some good comedy, you want to shoot the shit, just come on down to the Dark Room on Mission Street between 18th and 19th Street. So that's where I've been. I'm there every single Tuesday. It's the most consistent thing that I've ever done besides jerking off. So, that's a happy place, you know.
It is.
A place where I can't miss it. You know, I got to always be there.
Definitely
worth it.
Free, you can go across the street and get yourself a 40. Been there, done that. Was up on the stage. Can't wait to get back. There's a lot of good people. You know, does Chris still come out? Does Duncan still come out?
Oh yeah, Donkey Pies. Yeah, he comes down. He's still around. He's a Bay Area comedian. Likes to keep it crazy. Likes to keep it wild.
You know,
he pops in. Yeah, he pops in. You know, we got a lot of different guys that pop in there. A lot of really talented Bay Area comedians like to come up there, and up and coming artists, and that's always beautiful to see. Up and coming comedians. You know, comedy is something I enjoy. I do more improv than I do stand up, but I appreciate comedy in many, many different levels. So everybody's welcome at our improv spot, because we just want to share the laugh, share the good times. That's what it's about.
News: Brian McCann just hit a 2-run homer. Boy, I'm on my fantasy team. 2-run homer by the Braves. 3-1 Atlanta. Hopefully,
oh,
guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least they're doing good. I'm gonna go to the bar, watch some of this.
Hopefully next week, guys, we'll have football. I got to really work hard on getting some guests on Twitter. I got to really use Twitter to my knowledge. If football does come back and we do have free agent openings, Misha, I'm going to need you to start doing research. I'm going to do tons of research. We are going to have an amazing show. I've promised a lot of football players that we're going to have all the free agent updates. I'll have where people are going to go, what positions. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We got 57 seconds left, Misha. Any final words? Show was a little quiet today, but we always do bring it, and it's just better, better, and better. I love this.
It's the summertime. It's beautiful. 4th of July is not that far behind. We got we got each other. We got sports. We got food. You know, we got comedy. That's and we got good music. So I mean, you got those recipes, you're gonna be just fine. But you know, as far as people calling in, it's not a big deal. This is just us talking, just two dudes on the air, you know. So, but as far as people calling in, you know, that will come naturally.
It will.
You know.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
So, guys, we're off the air. We're Soul Kitchen Radio. Brian, enjoy Tuesday. Guys, have a great day. So we're off the air now, right? So nobody can hear anything?
You know, I wouldn't put it past the system that he might still be in the air. But
this show is on, but not even. I'm going to call you on my phone. I need to talk to you. Answer.
All right, see you quick.
Okay,
bye. See you, buddy.
My shoes off, then pull down my pants. Find some good porn, then lube up my hands. Hope I don't get caught by mom again.
It's called stalking.
Get a text from my dad in the middle of twerking. Try to put it out my mind, but it really ain't working. Now I'm thinking about my fucking dad.
God damn it.
Oh, yes, I'm rubbing. I'm tugging. I think I'm about to blast. Chunk of good stress. I just down for a while, then start beating again. And I'ma scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Looking at midget porn on my father's PC. Better clear the history or he'll be pissed at me. I'm sorry, pops, my wiener just can't wait.
I have a problem.
Oh yes, I'm rubbing. I'm tugging. I think I'm about to blast. Today I don't feel like doing it. Just f***ing off.
RadioArmy.com.
Remembers me? Mariah what? Let's see, ten messages. So what else is going on? Oh, he commented on my status, Mark, that I think he's called me a fool. I go, call the show. What time do you guys go on? I'm on now, Tulio. 6 p.m. to 8. I'll call when I can. I have two radio interviews tonight. Sorry, my man. Okay, well, when are we doing our show? Okay. Yeah, Mark's a good guy. I mean, you know, he's pretty successful, man. I would like to hook you up with him. Things go well. You know? I wish you were down here. I really think your comedy can go big, right? You think? Let me get you introduced to Adam Sandler. Yeah. Who does Chris Duncan look like? Where does he live? Does he ride his bike in the city? He doesn't have a car. Wow. So, he takes his bike like an hour. Do you guys hang out a lot or no?
Yeah, sorry now.
Your boy Rod stayed in a hot chick. Oddity? Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty cool with him. He stayed in some. I like him a lot, man. I really do. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you're right. You gotta worry. Yeah, that probably did touch it. Yeah, it is Brian B. Brown. I just want to find some stability, don't you? Like, you know, how are you living in your girlfriend's place? I mean, are you comfortable there? You want your own place. See, you know, I have my own place. You know, I have my own place. It's nice. It's just, I just, it's come to an end. And now I'm like, I mean, I might get this place for like, if I got it. You know, you guys got that for $950. It's got a nice pool. It's really nice, but I don't know. I'm depending on getting paid by a book. Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, I got $400 coming to me by people. Now I know it's dangerous. Are you really? Wow, the Braves just took a 5-1 lead. God, it's killing us. Okay, Red Sox are losing 4-2. Okay, yeah, hit me up tomorrow, man. We'll talk. Okay, bye.
kind of, it's kind of weird. It sounds kind of a little gay, man. It just sounds like it's you, and then it goes right into, it sounds like it's you, but it goes right into, this is Jacob, so it sounds like it's you answering and shit. Dude, Rays are winning again today. It's got to pay out, bro. 250 to win 780. 250. Because I got a parlay with the Braves and Giants. Dude, he'll owe me almost 3,000, I think. Happy. What are you doing? Dude, I know my sports, bro. Baseball. I'm telling you. We get the right person, we can make a lot of money. You get the right person, I'll pay out, and I hopefully this guy pays out. You can make a killing in baseball. I'm telling you. I know baseball. Baseball's easy. What tennis match? Okay. Where you at right now? Oh, it's your kahuna. Is it, you're not at that party? Who you're hanging out with, but it sounds like he's been sloshed since day one. He's pretty drunk, that guy. You're hanging out with a drunk guy? So you didn't go to Big Kahuna's party or something? Oh, it starts at 10.
Yes, sir.
So I got this
chick
phone over here.
Oh, you're
kind
of not ready. Oh, the one from
Couchsurfing.
Oh, Couchsurfing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the one that's very Yeah, I met, yes.
Oh, that one, okay.
You got our talk soon?
Brandon, yeah.
Oh, no, you got
Brandon.
They're
hot. Oh, no, I don't care if I see it.
Oh, okay. It's going to have a party.
Oh, yeah.
All the food is good.
Ah, my brother just moved out there. So I'm going to go visit him and just like some shit.
Thank you.